explain the rest of you, but a few of you. You can lower this vocal mic as well. This is pretty low. Unnecessary. There's just a minute of that there for the guitar players in the audience, because that's... There's four notes that I played there that you can play on this that you can't really get to on the guitar. Show you where they are real quick, just in case. The first one. It's the major third. The just third of the time. Shows you where the note is. So if there's any slide guitar players, in the house, how good for you. If you listen to those harmonics, that's where the actual note is. That's where the third is. So if you're looking for the real third, you can hear it here. There's an octave, right? Hear that? See where I'm hitting it? Way behind the fret, that's where the note is. So when I'm playing this sound, what's different about it than you would hear on the piano or that you'd hear on a fretted guitar, is that all of these thirds are just, they're that third, they're not the fretted third. And so I've got, there's my one chord, my four chord. Can you see how far behind the fret the bar is? That I used is the seventh harmonic of the five chord, way down here. So instead of playing the regular four melodically, if I'm going to invoke the five chord, behind the fret. That's the seventh. This will show up slightly in a slightly more useful fashion for you. I'm talking to one guy in the whole crowd because it's the blues thing. But there, that seven. Like if you're playing the blues. Flat to the fret, the real seven is, right?